Hello and welcome to this edition of the MSDM Flash. How are you, JR, today?
Oh, I am pumped, dude. I am so pumped because we've got so much content coming your way. I think you got to brace yourself for this one.
Absolutely.
In case it sounds like we're super hyper, it's just because there's just so much of it to go through. We're going to try to go through really quickly just to give you the highlights of what's new and exciting this month. And the rest of it you can explore on your own.
Absolutely.
Right? So what do we start with? Should we start with MVA?
I think we should start with MVA. And then we should move to build after that because MVA actually is—it's crazy.
Okay, so get
like
this.
Get
this. So I don't know if you watched Build yet or if you didn't. We're gonna get to that shortly. But we had a lot of announcements at Build around Xamarin. And so MVA actually has a brand new course called Xamarin for Absolute Beginners. Really good stuff, especially if you're a .NET developer, you're looking at kind of going cross-platform, looking at different tools and getting it on all of the different platforms. This stuff is great. And a lot of it is already included with the tools that you have, which is awesome. So really, there's no need, or I shouldn't say that, there's no reason why you shouldn't watch
or
this course.
Not to use it, right.
Yeah. Imagine taking your existing applications that you've already written for either Windows 10 or Windows Phone or whatever and being able to put that on iOS. That's cool.
Yeah. Cross-platform, right. As you said, you write the code once and then it's everywhere.
Yeah, so that was the first one. There's another one that I really actually quite enjoyed. Applications on Azure, putting all the different pieces together.
Yep.
Right, because one of the biggest things that I've always found is you know, especially if you've played around with Azure, you know that there are a ton of different things and a ton of different services and, you know, like logic apps and web apps and this and that. This course is a really good job of putting all of that together and just making it finally makes sense, and then also showing it, showing you how to test all this stuff, how to scale it out, so on and so forth. So that one's really cool. Okay, and then last but not least, and then we're gonna move on because
Build is coming up.
And look, I'm wearing my Build shirt again. I'm so excited. So this last one, data storage. Now, it doesn't sound. I know you got all excited. This guy's all about
data.
You're all about machine learning. I know it. You're like everything big data. Like the more data you give this guy now, the better. But for the rest of us that actually work with application data, or that work with just anything in apps that has to do with data, one of the things with putting your data up in the cloud is that there are so many different ways to not only store it, but also to process it. So this course kind of goes through and sees what the Microsoft strategy is around storage, how you go about doing that, and then kind of walks you through different scenarios of you know, if you're doing this kind of thing, then you can do it this way. If you're doing this, do it this way. It's not machine learning.
But
you got to get your data up there before you start analyzing it, right?
Absolutely.
Not to say that there isn't really good machine learning content up on MVA as well, but since I got to pick the top three picks for MVA this time, sorry. Next time when he does it, maybe
there'll be machine learning for sure.
Right. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Fine. On to you. What's next?
Build. Okay. Finally, Build.
Build.
So the first video, my favorite one. Bash on Windows.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, that one's a big deal. Even the like the description in the comments, there were people were like, really? Like on Windows, really? Everybody was absolutely shocked.
The truth is, even when I was watching it, I was kind of shocked. I'm like, wait, what? Windows and then non-Windows stuff all together? And I'm just like, well, that's kind of really cool, actually. And especially for the web developers that are used to working with non-Windows environments, to be able to marry the two together now. Awesome.
It's a big thing, right?
Yeah. So there's an entire session on that one. I think it's actually not even bad. It's only like 15 minutes. So that one.
The second one we have is Continuum for Phone.
Yeah.
That is a pretty cool thing. You know, you just plug your phone through this mobile device.
Yep.
And then you have a computer. You have a desktop computer. And your phone is powering the whole thing.
Yeah.
So like you can go anywhere. You just bring your phone, find a monitor, plug it in, and it's done. Like
well, actually, if you think about, if you go back to one of the previous flashes that we've done when we were at the Microsoft Store.
We actually demoed one, and we showed how it works.
Fascinating.
Yeah, we'll have the link, for sure.
Off a phone. So actually, so that particular session just shows you how to do it, right?
Yeah. And there are a lot of updates for that one.
Of course. Okay, and then last but not least, this one was my...
I'll leave that to you.
I was going
to
say...
As a C# developer.
I was going to say, this one is the one I had to sneak in there. Okay. Feature of C#. So Dustin and Mads went through like craziness showing early versions of various different things that are in C#7. You know, tons of different features, tons of different things, tuples, patterns, all that kind of crazy stuff. if nothing else, if you're just intrigued by where C Sharp is going, or better yet, if you need a little dose of inspiration as a C Sharp developer, that one is a must see for you. It just, the things that they show are like, yeah, I was literally sitting, I was like bracing myself. I'm like, I cannot believe this is happening.
Awesome.
Yeah. So now, of course, we didn't mention the keynotes, because that one is sort of like a given.
Yeah.
Right? But if you didn't watch them, day one keynote, phenomenal announcements on Windows and Continuum and Xbox and tons of stuff. Conversations as a platform.
And the HoloLens.
Yeah. My personal favorite was actually what they were doing with Conversations and bots.
Oh, Skype bots.
Yes.
That was a good one.
You know what? Let's not give it too much away.
Okay.
Okay, because if you haven't watched it.
We'll have some links for you below, so you can check it out.
If you haven't watched it, you must. Day two keynote with Scott Guthrie and all those guys, more so on on the development platforms, on Azure, on Office. OMG, what you can do with Office these days.
Wow.
I don't know about the Starbucks one. I think we need a Timmy's version of that. And if
the
you have
Canadian
no
version,
if you have no idea what we're talking about, then obviously you're going to want to watch that keynote. But maybe a Timmy's version
and,
of that.
The Smart Ink. And the thing that you were using a ruler to scale.
Yes.
That was kind of mind-blowing.
That one was from the day one keynote.
Yeah. You're always looking for something when you want to measure.
Yeah.
And there is an option. Like, you can download a plugin or something that is similar.
Yep.
But you don't have anything native.
So here's the thing. We always leave you with a challenge, right? The challenge, I think, for this month, you tell me what you think. I think the challenge for them for this month should be watch the keynotes or watch your favorite sessions from Build. And we want to see tweets or posts on our Facebook page on what your favorite sessions were and why. And why.
That's right? The most important thing, why.
And especially if you're doing it on Twitter, I'd love to know your why in 140 characters. Plus the hashtag. So you got to put it in hashtag build2016 so you have X many characters less. Mm-hmm. But point is, we want to hear from you.
In fact, what we can do, we'll do a poll on Twitter.
Yes.
We'll have a couple of sessions and you can vote for your favorite.
Perfect.
Yeah, we'll do something like that. So stay tuned for that one.
Stay tuned. And then we have one more. I'm just going to give you a little bit of a teaser because I don't want to give you too many details yet. You're going to have to stay tuned for the next version of the Flash. Remember, I don't know, some of you guys, especially those ones that were here in Toronto, you should remember where this shirt is from.
They should know.
Okay, it was from the Build Tour. It may or may not be coming back. No, I'm just kidding. It is definitely coming back. Stay tuned for more information. It's going to come to you in June, both here in Toronto and live to the rest of the country all online. We'll share the details with you. Stay posted to us on Twitter at CDNDevs, on Facebook, MicrosoftDeveloper.Canada. Don't forget, and you'll find all the information. Now,
absolutely.
Before we close off, though, you have one of these weird things that's kind of like, you wouldn't necessarily like play around with this stuff, but if you had extra time, why not?
But it is really cool.
Okay, what?
So it's a new series that we have on Channel 9. It's called Hack Your World.
Yes.
So what we did, we wanted to bring the practical and how-to videos on Channel 9.
Okay.
We wanted to give you like the benefit of doing something. And by doing something, I mean we have a couple of videos of how to use Grunt to make your website look better or to create a smart home via Raspberry Pi.
With Rami,
Course. With Rami. Then we have a mousetrap with Windows 10.
And IoT.
IoT, yeah.
Okay, that one was funny.
Yeah. There are things that you never think of.
Of course not. Like, why would you want machine learning with mousetraps?
Yeah.
But there is logic
to
it.
And they use Power BI, and they mapped everything. It's just an amazing thing to see how it works.
Yeah.
And you can obviously apply it into your other projects.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be. You can just take the technology from there and apply it to
whatever you're working on. Pure curiosity.
Yeah. I mean, I was curious. I watched it a couple of times, and I was like, oh, okay. Like, that's interesting. How did they do that?
I watched it, and then I'm like, okay, what else am I going to go plug it into the internet? But that was just me.
So we'll have that series.
Wait, there was one about the smart home, right? The smart home with the Raspberry Pi.
Yeah. That's what's with Sergey.
With Sergey.
Okay. It's a pretty cool one.
In other words, hacking your world. Cool stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I think, so that kind of sounds like another challenge there.
Yeah.
If you've hacked your world, we also want to hear about it.
Absolutely. Right?
Tweet, Facebook, picture would be even awesome. More awesome.
Yeah, if you have a smart hack or anything that you thought of was really cool and can be implemented, anything, just let us know.
Yeah, I want to see selfies, people. All right.
With your hacks.
With your hacks. And then maybe we can pick
we can pick
ones and then share them with you guys on the next Flash.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I think we should say goodbye. Right?
Yep.
Okay, go learn, go watch this stuff. Make
a
sure
a lot of stuff for you.
Make sure you tell us what you love best. Can't wait to hear from you. Until next month.
Happy coding.
See ya.